Hey, welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are especially live tonight because we've got a bunch of special guests here in the studio. Tomorrow night, Tuesday at 8 p.m., you can head up to downtown Durham and catch a great show at the Pinhook. Earlene, a great local artist that we play regularly here on the air, is going to be there performing along with Palmyra, a great group that's coming down from Virginia. They just played the Newport Folk Festival, and they're coming through town for one of two local shows that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. That is going to be at the Pinhook tomorrow night, 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com is the website for tickets and more information. But we've got Earlene and Palmyra all here in the studio together. Earlene is Ashley Wright. Palmyra is Teddy, Manoa, and Sasha. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How's it going?
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We're doing good. How are you this week?
I'm good. let's hear some music. What are we going to hear first?
This is one of our tunes called The Dishes.
Go for it.
Home again, 12-hour shift. I can't get to sleep till the medicine hits. If only I'd have made it, if only I did. The last one to bed gets left with the dishes. It's me, it's me, it's always me. There again, back again, 400 miles. I made it to Knoxville and sang. The girl at the bar said she likes my tattoo, but I won't spill ink till I get home to you. It's fine,
it's fine,
it's fine,
it's fine.
Don't ask me again or I might change my mind. It's fine,
it's fine,
it's fine,
it's fine.
It's all. Tomorrow I'll clean out my room. I'll fold all my linens and pack up to move. Here they've got back roads and mountains and green. There they've got good jobs, whatever that means. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm already. Time is wasting and I'm keeping score. These city folks tell me that they love what I do, but I won't get rest till I get home to you. It's fine, it's fine. Don't ask me again or I might change my mind. It's fine, it's fine. It's
awesome. You're listening to Palmyra there. We've also got Earlene in the studio, both of them playing at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com, the website. We're going to have more from everyone when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by two great artists, four actually. They're all going to be sharing the stage together at the Pinhook tomorrow night. Palmyra is three folks coming down from Virginia, Teddy, Manawa, and Sasha here in the studio, and Arlene here in the studio as well, who you know well if you listen to Live and Local on a regular basis. Everyone, again, thank you so much for being with us tonight. That first song was fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
So how do you know each other? Like, you all know each other really, really well.
It would seem that way. We haven't known
y'all can't
other
listen to the breaks when, that, like, they're chatting with each other. But they go way back. We'll put it that way.
The thing is, we definitely vibe. We have a vibe. We met in Raleigh, like, only a few months ago, actually. We
haven't known each other.
Sold out show.
The world famous.
The world famous Ruby Deluxe sold out show. Yeah, we all met at a show, and I honestly don't know how we got put on a bill together, but sort of like immediately when we met, we all
kismet, right?
Yeah. I think that Mono and I just immediately started doing like comedy bits together.
But to our only our enjoyment.
Yeah. I think Teddy and Sasha were like, we're leaving. But Mono and I just like sat at the bar before we all started playing, just like, we're palling around.
Nice. The important thing is to make one person laugh, even if everyone else flees the room in disgust and terror.
I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, I'm going to make myself laugh, and really, if anyone wants to like stick around for it, then that's fine, but yeah.
So tell me about Palmyra. Whence comes the name?
The name is from a band called Houndmouth. From the Midwest, you know, we're big Midwest fans. Houndmouth has a song called Palmyra that we all really enjoy, and we were looking for a band name, and we're just throwing anything and everything out there, and we're like, you know that song Palmyra? And we're like, wait, yeah, that's great.
Nice. How'd y'all get together?
We went to school together in Harrisonburg. We took some songwriting classes together and started playing a little bit. Palmyra didn't really start until the lockdown started in 2020. And we all moved together to Boston right after we finished school.
Awesome.
Mid-lockdown, and had a weird year, but we spent a lot of time writing together and arranging tunes together. And then we started touring full-time in May of 2021. And we've been on the road pretty much the whole time since.
Including Newport, right? How was that?
Yeah. Newport was the coolest thing ever. We were brought up there by our friends in a band called Illiterate Light, who were playing with in Carrboro on September 14th.
Mono's got the shirt now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they, Newport invited them to host a bike-powered stage. So there was one stage at the festival that was run totally by a bike and solar energy, and we played a set there, and it was so fun. There were so many awesome artists, and we had a good time.
And you also won an award at Floyd Fest, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a thing called On the Rise that they do every year, where they bring a bunch of bands. This year, I think it was 23, and you play a couple sets, and the folks at Floyd Fest vote who they liked the most, and this year it was us, which was pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
We get to go back and play the main stage next year. Which will be fun.
New album's called Shenandoah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that. The song that you just played, is that off of that?
No, that's a brand new one.
Okay.
Like a last week new one.
New to you. All right.
So Shenandoah is an album that we recorded ourselves. We were living in Floyd, Virginia, near Roanoke. Little mountain town. And we recorded it in our house that was, I guess you could say, infested by Earwigs.
Earwigs.
Kind of fun. We didn't know that at the time.
I guess you could say is another way of saying definitely and completely infested by.
And by
all right.
I guess you could say they mean it was for sure.
I mean, there were only a couple thousand.
Okay.
So it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Right.
But we recorded that album in our living room of that house, like mixed it all ourselves and kind of just put it out into the world just to see what happened. Mm-hmm. We're working on a new project right now that is a little bit more like upbeat. We got a drummer, Jake from Illiterate Light, is drumming on it.
Nice.
That'll be out in the next 5 to 10 years.
I like the optimism on the timeline. People are always like, this album is going to be out on September 16th, you mark my words, and then like August, it's finally out of the following year. So speaking with Palmyra, again, they're going to be at the Pinhook Tuesday night, 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com is the website for tickets and more information. Erlene, also here in the studio, going to be on stage at the Pinhook tomorrow night as well. Also with a semi-new EP out. Like, came out right around the pandemic, right? Started.
Yeah,
and then time
know.
Has no meaning after that.
Yeah,
so,
it's like, what is new anymore? I'm also just like, putting music out is like an incredibly hard thing to do anyway. Like, it takes a lot of support and money and like time. So
people don't get like how much work goes into doing
like it's sort of like, I don't know. I also like manage artists as well. And like, whenever I hear folks be like, yeah, I guess it's not that new anymore, I'm like, no, it's timeless. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's super valuable and important. So, yeah, the EP's new forever.
I love it.
It's always going to be new to someone.
And I saw you for the first time in concert not too long. Again, time has no meaning. I literally cannot remember exactly how many months ago it was. It was you and
December South,
right, at Cat's Cradle. Yeah,
Cat's Cradle back.
Fantastic
that
show.
That was a super fun
that
show.
That was a great show,
like,
yeah.
We had so much support, like community support, and I absolutely adore that band. Carter and Maddie are going to come up and sing a song with me tomorrow night at the Pinhook, so if you were on the fence, that should push you right off.
Yeah, you got several special guests coming with you tomorrow night, right? Yeah.
I have like a bunch of friends joining me for my set tomorrow.
Love it.
So, yeah.
Again, it's going to be at the Pinhook tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Erlene and Palmyra both on stage together are going to be a fantastic show. So head on up to downtown Durham and check it out tomorrow night. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, we're going to hear one of my songs.
Awesome.
Whether you want to or not. this is a song off of the EP that is timeless, as we mentioned. It's called Still Call.
Go for it.
Summer looked fine to me. Pale light and burning in the sheets. Coffee on the front porch, laughing in the tub. Wondering what you were thinking of. Mountain living's harder every year. Wasted night shifts wiping off the tears. We were growing distant, like silence in the trees. We just smiled and turned on the heat. We'd be fine, but you were trying to tell me it doesn't work just 'cause you want it. I'm okay.
still call.
Yeah, that's great. You're listening to Earlene and Palmyra, both in the studio now and playing at the Pinhook tomorrow night at 8 p.m. More from everyone when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by Palmyra and Earlene. Four great musicians, Teddy, Manoa, Sasha, and Earlene, going to be playing at the Pinhook tomorrow night, 8 p.m. ThePinhook.com is the website for tickets and more information. And I keep saying, by the way, thank you all so much again for being here. I keep saying the Pinhook's website. What is yours? How can people find you online?
We're PalmyraTheBand.com. That's PalmyraTheBand.com.
Earlene?
My website expired and I cannot afford to get it back, so just follow
social
me
media.
On Instagram.
All right.
At Earlene.
Earl E-I-N-E, right?
E-A-R-L-E-I-N-E.
There we go.
For the right price, you can buy my Instagram handle.
So what have you all got coming up next? Palmyra's going to be back in September, right?
Yeah,
in the area?
We'll be at Cat's Cradle on the 14th of September with Illiterate Light. It's going to be cool. We're supporting them on their upcoming tour for the first like 10 or 12 tour dates, going from Atlanta up to Toronto.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, for all the Canadian fans out there, they're going to be playing up in Toronto.
If you're passing through,
all of you listening.
And I grew up in Michigan, and I've still never to this day actually been to Toronto. I've heard nothing but good things.
No,
but
I'm excited to go. We're going to the Six. We've never been to the Six.
We are excited to be in the Six.
Yeah.
Nice.
With our woes.
How about you?
Oh, next Saturday, I'll be at the Knight Rider in Raleigh for a hopscotch day party.
Nice.
So I think we're playing at 3:30. p.m. and I'll have Carter Hodge with me playing electric guitar and singing. They're
nice.
In a band called Dissimilar South.
They're
great. You know them, you love them, can't get enough of them. So yeah, we'll be in Raleigh next Saturday.
Cool. And other things upcoming for anyone, like new music? That I know 5 to 10 years for the new Palmyra album, right?
Yeah. Cool.
We've got some coming out before then. But I don't have any.
You heard it here first.
We did a cool little cabin recording session in Mount Solon, Virginia, at a studio called Sill and Glade. And we've got some cool funky little stuff for that
cool.
Hopefully will be out in the fall.
Six
or
to seven
early
years.
Yeah.
Six
Once
to seven
again,
years
that's,
ish.
That's kind of on me to finish. So it's just not happening.
That's like making plans for 6 to 7 years out. It's so optimistic, right? Like everything's gonna be fine in 6 to 7 years.
Yeah.
It's gonna be spectacular. We're gonna put music
neutral,
out. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Might be gone.
Everyone's gonna have jetpacks, so
right.
It's gonna be great.
Like bike powered jetpacks, like the
yeah,
Newport
totally.
Stage. Yeah, exactly.
We're just kind of waiting for that to release the record in conjunction.
There you go.
The jetpacks. Mm-hmm.
They're actually getting sponsored by Future Jetpacks.
Well, again, the show is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Pinhook. Head up there and check it out. We've got Earlene and Palmyra in the studio. We've heard from both. You're gonna play together on this last one, right?
Yeah.
What's it gonna be?
So it's our tune called Saratoga, which is we put out on our project Shenandoah. You can listen to it. It's a sweet little sad tune.
Awesome. Go for it.
Sure as hell ain't
There ain't a vice in all New England that could curb the urge I keep holding on to you. I keep holding on to you. I keep holding on. Your folks, I ain't talked to them since Christmas. Does my name come up? Does your family forgive me? I know I'm useless. I'm working on it. How's your folks? How's your car? How's your studio apartment in the city? There ain't a vice in Massachusetts that could curb the earth. I keep holding on.
Does your family forgive me? Hit. That's a good line. Hey, the show is tomorrow night, Tuesday, 8 p.m. at the Pinhook. PalmyraTheBand.com. Is that the website? Early and on Instagram. Find her there. Again, ThePinhook.com for more information on the show. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
We're going to have more of Live and Local when we come back after this on 97.9 The Hill.